KJAN Sports.
It is time now to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Well, let's check high school sports from last night. First, Creston hosting its Invitational Cross Country meet. This was a co-ed meet in girls action last night in Class A. It was Harlan winning the team title with 41 points. Glenwood, the runner-up, with 58. Atlantic was third with 87. Creston and Winterset round out the top five. Individually, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood won the individual title. Taylor McCready of Atlantic placing second. Brielle Baker of Creston was third. Kaya Beaker of Harlan was fourth. And Creston's Braylon Baker placing fifth. Harlan also had Grace Lee Castor in sixth place. Abby Baldwin ninth and Reagan Wicks 10th. For Atlantic, Carson Rush was 15th. Madison Botos was 20th. Ashley Went 23rd. Pluma Prost 27th. Individually last night. Girls Class B results saw Earlham win the team title with 31 points. Nottoway Valley, the runner-up, was 63. East Union with 94, placing third. Individually, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley was the champion with her teammate Sophia Brors finishing in second place. Griswold's Charlie Adams was ninth. Whitney Holiday of Cam placing 12th. Also, Mallory Coons of Nottoway Valley was 15th. Griswold's Alicia Seiler was 16th, Emily Plagman of Cam was 17th, and Sydney Davies of Southwest Valley placed 18th overall last night. On the boys' side in the Class A races, it was Lewis Central winning the team title with 60 points. Thomas Jefferson and Glenwood each had 66, while Atlantic had a 101 total for fourth place. Winterset was fifth. Individually, Trey Gross of Harlan was the champion. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic placing third, right behind Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson. Evan Brummer was sixth overall for Atlantic last night. Brad Dennis, 21st. Zane Berg, 35th. And Cooper Gibson, 36th overall for Atlantic. In the Class B boys contest, it was Nottoway Valley with 41 points, the champs. Earlham with 45, the runner-up. Mount Air was third overall. Individually, Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley was the champion. His teammates Carter Menefee and Tyler Braheny were eighth and ninth, helping him to win that title. For Cam, Ethan Fulman had a top finish of 15th last night in that meet. High school cross-country ratings by the Iowa Association of Track Coaches out this week go like this. Boys 4A, Dowling Catholic is number one. Dubuque, Hempstead, and Waukee round out the top three in that top 15 list. On the girls 4A side, Johnston, Waukee, and Dubuque Senior, the top three rated teams. Boys 3A, Gilbert, Clear Creek, Amana, and Carlisle are the top three teams. Atlantic didn't make the top 15 this week, but they are listed as a team to watch. Class 3A girls, Wallert, Dubuque is number one with Harlan ranked second. Ballard is third. Also, Glenwood is seventh. Atlantic checks in at number nine in this week's poll. Boys 2A, Sioux Center, Tipton, and GLR Central Lyon are the top three. Girls 2A, Mid Prairie, Crestwood, and Panorama are the top three. Shenandoah also in at number 15. In boys 1A, Madrid is top rated with Nottoway Valley number two, Mason City Newman number three. ACGC is 12th and Tri-Center is 15th. In girls 1A, Logan Magnolia ranked number one ahead of Keyhigh and Iowa City Regina. AHSTW is in at number 14 in this week's poll. High school volleyball play last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference action. It was Lewis Central, a three-game sweep over Harlan. Kemper Catholic swept three from Creston. Shenandoah, three out of four over Clarinda. And Glenwood beat Denison 3-2. In Western Iowa Conference play, Tri-Center, a three-game sweep over Audubon. Trainer swept three from AHSTW. IKM Manning took three in a row from Riverside. And Underwood, a three-game sweep over Missouri Valley. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Cam, a three-game sweep over Exira EHK. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine three in a row. Our Weave at 3 out of 4 over Peyton Sherdan. Also in the corner conference last night, it was Sydney over East Mills, 3-0. Fremont Mills beat Essex 3-0. Stanton over Griswold 3-0. Also Mount Air beat Stanton 2-0. Mount Air over Griswold 2-0. And Heartland Christian beat South Page 3 in a row. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Lennox in 3 straight. And Nottoway Valley swept 3 from Bedford last night. A former star on the Iowa State University women's golf team, stabbed to death Monday morning in Ames, was scheduled to be honored at halftime of this Saturday's ISU football game. 22-year-old Celia Arizamina, a Big 12 champion last year, was recently selected as the Cyclone Female Athlete of the Year. ISU Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says now, due to her tragic death, Arizamina will be recognized with a video tribute and a moment of silence before kickoff.
And so I hope that our fans will take 15 minutes away from what I know they enjoy, which is tailgating, and come into the stadium a little earlier so we can be there to embrace the young ladies on this team and our coaching staff.
Arosa Mina, a native of Spain, was finishing her civil engineering degree this semester. Her former teammates withdrew from a competition in Ann Arbor, Michigan on Monday to return to Ames.
Losing one of our student athletes is like losing a child. We're all devastated and heartbroken.
According to Ames police, Arosa Mina was playing golf by herself when she was attacked by a homeless man living in a wooded area near the course. 22-year-old Daniel Richards was arrested and jailed Monday afternoon. Pollard said Arosa Mina will ultimately be remembered for being much more than a murder victim. She was also one of the school's greatest golfers. Last year, Arosa Mina became just the second ISU women's player to win a Big 12 championship. Pollard said she was looking forward to the ceremony planned for this Saturday to recognize her as the Cyclone Female Athlete of the Year.
The staff told me when they told her that she was the recipient of it and that she was going to be honored at this week's football game on the field, she broke down in tears and was in awe that Iowa State would think to recognize her in front of 60,000 people at a football game.
Details of Saturday's tribute at Jack Trice Stadium are still being planned, but Pollard said it will begin at around 10:50 a.m. prior to the ISU marching band's playing of the national anthem. Iowa State football players will wear a decal in their helmets to honor the slain golfer. Football coach Matt Campbell said Tuesday had been a rough day for the community. He called Barquin's death a cowardly act of violence and says the helmet decal will feature her initials and it's the least the team can do to honor her. Quarterback Zeb Nolan says the death has hit the university's athletes hard and that he feels terrible. He says he wishes there was more we could do to try to pull the pain away from the people who truly feel it. Well, if Iowa's going to make a serious run at the West Division title, the Hawkeyes need to find a way to solve the Wisconsin defense. In the last three meetings, the Iowa offense has scored only one touchdown.
They have a certain temperament they play with. They're you know, a team that plays with excellent technique. They're rarely out of place, and they work hard to the ball. Everybody on that team works hard to the ball. So as a result, they've been really good at points allowed.
Ferentz says while the conference opener is against the division favorite, the Hawkeyes will need a consistent effort for nine games to be a factor in the Big Ten.
Every week you go out there, if you're not ready, you're going to get humbled. And that's a great thing about football, I think, and it's, in our case, like that's what it is. No matter who we're playing, we need to be ready to go. Or it's going to be a tough day. And we've had a few of those, and those aren't fun.
Running back Ivory Kelly-Martin, receiver Amir Smith-Marset, and guard Cole Banward all missed the Northern Iowa game due to injury. All three have returned to practice this week. We'll have that game Saturday night for you here on the radio. 7:30 kickoff, 5:30. We've got your pregame. The Northern Iowa Panthers will play their home opener Saturday against Hampton, and former Panther coach Terry Allen will be inducted into the UNI Hall of Fame. Allen was head coach from 1989 to 1996 and led the Panthers to seven straight Gateway Conference championships and seven straight trips to the 1AA playoffs.
He's a reason why I'm in coaching, because he was actually the one that first hired me. Mudra brought me in as a GA, and Bruce kept me as a GA, but Terry Allen hired me as a position coach. And because of that, it gave me this opportunity today.
That's current UNI head coach Mark Farley, who says Allen built the Panthers into the power that they were and still are. Allen posted a record of 75-26 with the Panthers and also played quarterback at UNI in the late 70s. And a Major League Baseball action yesterday, Paul DeJong hit a two-run homer. The Cardinals held on to the second National League wild card spot by pounding the Braves 8-1. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia, Washington, Cincinnati, Chicago, the Dodgers, and the Giants all were winners. In interleague play, pinch hitter Ryan LaVarnway singled home the winning run in the bottom of the 11th, sending the Pirates past the Royals 2-1. In American League play, the Yankees, Toronto, Minnesota, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, Houston, and the LA Angels all were winners last night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.